This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. I suspect. It's a very suspicious day, after all, you know. Anyway, a lot of things going on, as we always say here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, what else are you going to do? Oh, yes, New California. Yeah, the state of New California, or New California State, or California. New California State. Anyway, whatever you want to say, it's happening. It's on its way, and it's also spreading to other states. Now, listen, this is not the Californication everybody talks about. That we talk about. We're trying to stop it. We are anti-Californication here. And that's a fact, Jack. We're just nationalists. Oh, I'm shocked to hear that terminology. You know, it's kind of interesting. Over in Europe, nationalist means something different from nationalist in the New World. Yeah, you know, the New World that goes and saves the Old World from itself all the time. Yeah, that one. Probably going to have to do that again. Anyway, lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So remember to visit that website, a21r.com. And also Sunday Slam, I want to get that out there. The Sunday Slam starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern. And then that's when everybody emails Paul, a21r.com. Remember this, Paul at a21r.com, Paul at a21r.com. That's the email address by which you want to go to get to me on Sunday for Sunday Slams. We give out a phone number, and you can call in on that one. Also, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific, you can listen in our group telephone call that we have from New California, And you go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and you can pick up all the information you need on that. It's on the very front page. It says conference calls. Conference calls. You can get into that one. You can see that conference call. And it gives you all the coordinates to get into the conference call. And, of course, this is freeconferencecall.com. I'll give them a plug because it's freeconferencecall.com that you can get into. The telephone number there is 605-468-8812, and the access code is 253069. That's 253069 to get into the conference call on the using the access code. So once again, the number is 605-468-8812. Access code is 253069. So that's what we got going on here. All on Agenda 21 Radio, the 51st state, New California. Yeah, rock and roll, hoochie coo. Oh, Sandra Locke passed away. Clint Eastwood's flame from all of the movies, Dirty Harry. Remember all those movies? She passed away. Sorry to hear that. I was a big Sandra Locke fan, and wonderful. I thought a wonderful actress. Didn't know her personally. Had no idea who she was. From that standpoint. But I did enjoy her shows. And those of you that are also into understanding, we got another one. Nancy Wilson dies at 81. And you may recall, she defied musical boundaries, turned songs into stories. That was a big deal, obviously. And our hearts go out to Nancy Wilson. Great lady, great actress. And not actress, but great singer for the most part. I think she did some parts back then. I don't know why I go in, but, historically, you got to go along with a lot of things here. Okay, so what is really going on? Michael Cohen, the rat. Has been out and about in the public eye, of course. He's out on a Friday, goes to talk about, of course, Michael Cohen talks about Donald Trump because he just got 3 years in the slammer for lying. Now, I'm a Newt Gingrich guy on this, and Newt Gingrich is calling for a release of all the information, the 70 hours of testimony by the rat. About Donald Trump, his client, by the way, who he got paid to rat him out by his own client. Yeah, right. Anyway, he of course has been ratting out more. He's on TV. I guess he's got some Sunday things going on with George Stephanopoulos, the other rat for Clinton, and he's been singing, and I guess he's been saying it was all Donald Trump knew along about the hush money payments and so on. And, of course, that's the rat for you. A concern for a lot of people, I guess you would say. Some people would say, ex-Trump lawyer. Let's get some audio on this, I think. I think we're going to, yeah, if we got we have time. It says, ex-Trump lawyer. This is, of course, ABC News, naturally. It's not the top thing up on Drudge, by the way. It is on ABC News. Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen says, Trump knew it was wrong to make hush money payments during campaign. All right. So they say. It says that Donald Trump directed Michael Cohen to arrange hush money payments with two women because then-candidate Trump was very concerned about how this would affect the election. If their allegations of affairs became public, the president's former personal attorney said in an exclusive interview, that doesn't finish the sentence, ABC. God. Here you are reading. It's a cold read, and you're reading from them, and they don't complete their sentence. Here we go. Let's see if we've got some talk about this now.
Exclusive huge interview overnight.
This thing came together very quickly late yesterday. Of course, it was a day after Michael Cohen received his 3-year prison sentence, which he says was the worst day of his life. And then those attacks from President Trump started early yesterday morning and continued throughout the day. At some point, Cohen, who wasn't planning to speak out, felt he had to respond. Now, there are some things he can't answer because he's still cooperating with prosecutors, but he directly contradicts President Trump's claims about those hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and playmate Karen McDougal. And as you'll see, he is emotional, remorseful, and determined to tell what he says is the truth about President Trump.
Ah, the truth.
Michael, thank you for doing this.
George, good to see you.
Emotional day in court yesterday, and I was struck by that line you had. You said you felt like you have your freedom back.
Yes.
How does it feel today?
Like I have my freedom back. Though I have to be honest, it's been very rough, you know, to be before the court with my family in attendance, my mother, my father, my wife, my children, my sisters, my brother, my niece, cousins, friends. It was...
Well, very emotional, obviously, and we're all teared up for Michael Cohen. And, oh, yes, we are, right? With an attorney like that, who needs attorneys? Right? I mean, seriously, with attorneys like that, who needs attorneys? And, yeah, Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen. You know, I don't think this story is going to be finished for a long time about Michael Cohen or what's going on with Mueller. I think the person who's hit it on the head, actually, is Newt Gingrich. Because Newt Gingrich is saying, let's see the 70 hours of interrogation that this man went through. Let's see what happens during the interrogation. Let's see the information. Let's get the... You want the facts out. Let's see what Mueller was doing to this man. Let's see how he was playing this man. After all we need to do is just look across the street, so to speak, and look at Michael Flynn and what's happening there. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So Michael Cohen the Rat, he's out there. Big Long Tail the Rat. I say hold your horses. Hold your horses. The Trump haters, the Obamaites are out there, and they're in the media, and they want their chunk of Donald Trump. Not going to happen. I think in the long run, this is all going to blow up in their faces. That's just, I just have a hankering that that's what's going to happen. Where do I get these terms? I mean, hankering. I'm hanging around with too many of my rural friends, I guess. Rural versus urban. Remember that. Rural versus urban. Okay, so anyway, the Sunday Slam coming up on this Sunday. And please feel free to Paul at 821R.com is the email address. Paul@821R.com starts at 1 p.m. Pacific. We jump on the internet. We just start slamming things around, thoughts and ideas. I'm sure a lot of people want to talk about all the different things going on. Like maybe the California people in the Cal Fire, all those folks, all of our favorite people that burn things into oblivion so that they have nice jobs and paychecks. Yeah, those guys, the disaster capitalist, those are the people we're starting to consider and look at, huh? Yeah. So anyway, we're going to put that one back on the shelf, Michael Cohen lashing out. And again, let's see the testimony that did all this stuff, right? Oh, it's top secret. Really? Oh, it's top secret. Right, we'll see how top secret the things really come out to be. Okay, so what else is going on that's really kind of important? Trump is meets with Chris Christie, as some advisors urge Kirshner to be his chief of staff. This is what sources say. This is from Reuters now, in case you're wondering who is perhaps going to be the chief of staff for Donald Trump since Mr. Kelly is gone. President Donald Trump on Thursday met with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and considered him a top contender. I'm a contender for the job of White House chief of staff, a position some advisors have urged him to give to senior aide Jared Kushner. A source familiar with Trump's thinking said the president had a positive meeting with Christie, confirming a report by Axios, and considered him a top-tier candidate for the position. Christie, a brash, tough-talking politician, was a contender for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016, but abandoned the attempt after a poor showing in the New Hampshire primary and subsequently endorsed Trump, becoming his advisor through the 2016 campaign. Other sources said Trump was hearing appeals from some advisors to consider Kirshner, a top White House aide, who is married to Trump's daughter, Ivanka, for the chief of staff. But one source speaking on conditions of anonymity said Kirshner was currently not inclined to pursue the position. I have no dog in the hunt here on this one. I'm being a reporter right now. I'm just reporting what is out there about Kelly and so on. I think Kelly was long in the tooth for the position, quite frankly. I don't read too much into the fact that Kelly left after the second year of the presidency. This is a time of transition. Every 2 years, there's kind of like in any presidency, there's a cycling in and out. So it's not that big a deal as far as I'm concerned about what people are saying about Donald Trump and his situation vis-a-vis the White House chief of staff. It's an important position. Don't get me wrong. Bernie and Warren, private 2020 huddle. Shocking. Shocking. Shadow campaign for nomination well underway. Now, this is coming from our good friends at Drudge. Remember, for those of you that don't know, Friday is the day that we kind of bounce around from all the different news sites and so on, getting you information. So if it seems a little schizophrenic, that's because roses are red, violets are blue, and I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. So just remember that. Shadow campaign for nomination well underway. Bernie and Warren, and Bernie, the guy who won the campaign in the primary against Hillary Clinton in 2016, but lost the campaign because of shocking provisional ballots for California. Yeah. Well, and, you know, 2018 was a repeat of that, right? How to steal your way into a campaign. Sanders and Warren agree. They're both leaning towards White House runs. Pocahontas. Can't call her that anymore. She's had the genetics test, and she lied. Just amazing to me. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders met Wednesday night at her condominium in Washington. Well, that must have been a sight. To discuss their political intentions, but did not reach any accord about coordinating their dueling presidential ambitions, according to two Democrats briefed on their discussion. Please bring it on. Only the senators were present, and they stated what was abundantly clear. They're both seriously considering seeking the Democratic nomination in 2020. Isn't it just amazing how fast time flies? We're already in the 2020 mode. Warren sought to sit down and did so as a courtesy. Okay. Anyway, so that one's going on. That one's no need to spend time on that. We got Agenda 21 Radio business to cover here. Not really. Okay. Shadow campaign for nomination well underway. And what's that? It's got to be the same thing, right? Ah, the Virginia pilot. This ought to be really good. Got a fine print going on here. I have to put my other glasses on. Eric Garcetti doesn't carry. Ah, the star power of political celebrities like Senator Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. When he heads out of state to test the waters of a presidential campaign, but he does have something else to offer: the financial firepower of Hollywood. Shazam! Says last night, host Jimmy Kimmel, DreamWorks co-founder Jeffrey Katzenberg, and others in the entertainment industry helped fuel a political action committee that the Los Angeles mayor used to host the midterm treasuries of Democrats in states that hold key presidential primaries. Gil Garcetti. Go, Gil. You go, Gil. Let's get that one done. This comes out of the Virginian pilot. All right. This is pretty shadowy stuff. Kilgore said he's pretty shadowy. Trump re-election slow out of the gate. Now, California could have seismic impact. Now, this is something. The Agenda 21 brew, by the way, is excellent. Reuters, California is determined to force 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls to make some hard choices. Really? I didn't know that. You Californians, did you know that? Pretty presumptuous on Reuters' part, right? Oh, James Oliphant? Man, that's an odd name. Oliphant. Oliphant. That's his last name. That's the writer of this article. Giving you credit, dude. Official election ballot. Here we go. San Diego balloting things. There's file photo worker places. Yeah, places another provisional ballot. They make it look so official how they cheat you in California out here. The nation's most populous liberal state has moved its presidential nominating contest to early in the 2020 calendar. A shift its leaders hope will give a maximum impact on the selection of a Democratic nominee and push candidates to address progressive issues as climate change. The reshuffling means California voters can now cast ballots week before primary election day. We'll be helping to determine a nominee at the same time as those in traditionally early primary states such as New Hampshire. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. you notice that they're only talking about Democrats being involved in the primary. In no Republicans, because there's no Republican Party out here. It's a monoparty system. New California State, anyone? We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and my email, paul at a21r.com. And then we get this Sunday thing going on, so that you all have something for that. 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. We'll be opening the lines in the next segment, for those of you that want to call in. Talk about the rat, I guess. Maybe we'll open them now, I don't know. I have to connect the dots. Yet we have to connect those dots. Okay, switching gears now. We're switching gears White privilege in Tijuana, Tucker Carlson, Mexicans' priceless reaction to caravan confounds the liberals. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if you know what goes on at the border in Mexico, and everybody, you know, okay, let's go back to the whole situation. You've got Mexicans living in Tijuana, and basically it's just like a sieve. They go back and forth and back and forth. They like Mexico. They like, you know, so they go, literally, it's not like every Mexican wants to come over to the United States. Did you know that? And then you got those that are enjoying both Mexico and the United States. Now, I get that. In fact, it's, I guess it's sort of one of the privileges of being at the border and living at the border. That's border style. That's styling, you know. So there's extra special privileges that these people enjoy. Let's face it, that's what they do. And they like that lifestyle. They're ensconced in that kind of privilege. So they get the best of both worlds, yes. And then you have the Tijuana elites. You probably don't even know about them, to live along the coast. Oh, yeah. They got highbrow stuff going on down there. It's not like you think all the time with the beggars in the streets. No, I mean, there's a lot of beggars in the streets, and there's a lot of corruption, crime, and everything else. A lot of people get killed down there, as we know about, assassinated even. So the Mexicans, when all these caravanners come up, are ticked in Tijuana because the border just got slammed shut, and the people in Tijuana don't like it. The border was slammed shut by Donald Trump. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution is what Donald Trump was doing. Freedom from invasion. Right? Right. So anyway, the people down there are upset. They're not happy campers. About what's going on with all these people from foreign countries that have invaded their country. Okay? So, and people are shocked. They're shocked to see that. The Mexicans trying to protect the United States at the border. Shocking, I say. It's not a shock. That border where they live is their home too. And they're being invaded and they don't like it. That's the bottom line.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Here's a funny thing that we noticed the other day. People debate all the time about mass immigration. What you never hear anybody do is make the economic case for mass immigration. And here's why. Our country's economy is becoming more automated and tech-centered by the day. It's obvious that we need more scientists and skilled engineers, but that's not what we're getting. Instead, we're getting waves of people with high school educations or less. Nice people, no one doubts that, but as an economic matter, this is insane. It's indefensible, so nobody even tries to defend it. Instead, our leaders demand that you shut up and accept this. We have a moral obligation to admit the world's poor, they tell us, even if it makes our own country poorer and dirtier and more divided. Immigration is a form of atonement. Previous leaders of our country committed sins. We must pay for those sins by welcoming an endless chain of migrant caravans. That's the argument they make. If it sounds like something that some dopey sociology professor at Long Beach State thought up half drunk in the 70s, you're right. That's pretty much exactly what it is. And yet somehow the immigration as atonement idea has become the official position of virtually every guilty liberal in the United States. Our tech overlords, the ones always lecturing you, corporate America, Nancy Pelosi, and Paul Ryan. They all believe this. And anyone who disagrees with them is denounced as a bigot and fired. What's so amusing, though, is that nobody ever bothered to explain any of these rules to the people of Tijuana. Tijuana is in Mexico, which means they're Mexican citizens. And by academic definitions popular in this country, they must be oppressed. Nobody in the American left ever imagined that the people of Tijuana would display the classic symptoms of white privilege. And yet, when a caravan of Honduran immigrants showed up in their city uninvited, that's exactly what they did.
You know of incidences here in Tijuana and in other cities that some of these people that are coming into these with these caravans are committing crimes. This is not about racism. We don't dislike a certain group of people because they're from a country, one country or another. We are here because our government has not taken control of these, what we call invasion.
Your country has to be beware
of these people, because they are people, they are bad people.
Well, it sounds like a Trump rally. When did Mexican citizens start talking like this? It's confusing, and of course, it's also deeply hilarious and pretty satisfying to watch. What's more predictable is how leaders of the caravan are starting to talk. Suddenly, they sound like community college professors from Long Beach, entitled, cut off from reality, and highly aggressive. Yesterday, a group of leaders of the caravan marched into the U.S. consulate in Mexico and demanded $50,000 in exchange for returning to their own countries. Huddled masses yearning to breathe free? Nope. Cynical shakedown artists who've been watching too much CNN. No surprise there. When rich liberals tell you that America owes you a comfortable life, nobody should be shocked when you believe them. Well, Genaro Lopez is a municipal official from Tijuana, an elected official. He's not a bigot. He's not suffering from white privilege or toxic masculinity. He's just a citizen who's upset about what is happening to the city he loves. He joins us from just across the border in Tijuana. Mr. Lopez, thank you for joining us. We in the United States were told that the migrant caravan would make our country better, would improve America. Has the migrant caravan made Tijuana better? What has been the effect of having the caravan in your city?
Hi, Tucker. Good afternoon from Tijuana. Things aren't getting better. They're probably getting worse. Last weekend, we issued an ultimatum to all the Hondurans and Guatemalans that are camping out here on the street. They're blocking the street, and they're doing all their necessities, trashing the street. And we have a school closed here. This is the third week being closed, and they won't open until these guys leave. And we issued an ultimatum for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They had to go. Sunday, they will be removed by force. And a priest came here. He's very well known, Padre Solalinde. And he talked with them and said they shouldn't go, that they should stay, that he would talk to the federal authorities. So Sunday, the director of disaster relief from Mexico City, he issued an order to stop and don't remove them by force. So they're still here. Problems are still going on. There's been like 280 arrests. Before it was only for drug possession and being drunk in the streets. Now it's for breaking and entering into homes. People have even made citizens arrest of them. And things aren't very nice here. And the neighborhoods is tired of them, the merchants, and the schools.
So you've had home break-ins. Are you certain that it was migrant caravan members who broke into those homes?
Yeah, there's a video on Facebook. Police are on 24-hour alert on this, and they're worried about this because we don't want crime rate to go up here and make.
Here's the deal. They're worried about the crime rate because there's crime. We're going to come back after this break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
So, a little bit of a problem for those people down at the border in Tijuana. Used to go down there all the time. I don't go to Mexico anymore. Just don't. The gringo, just don't show up down there. Used to go down there all the time. Used to do some service work down there, orphanages in Ensenada. Just couldn't do it anymore. The corruption was just absolutely over the top. Over the top. White House Christmas party canceled for press. We talked about that yesterday. Shocking. Shocking. Impeachment concerns. Oh, another shocker. Let's see. Said President Trump's attempts to distance himself from crimes tried to embarrass me. Invokes advice of counsel. Defense, impeachment concerns, Southern District ramps it up, Flynn sentencing looms. Looms for Michael Flynn. This is the travails of Donald Trump, of course. Man, he's got a lot of stuff going against him. These people are coming after him. Little do they know. I'm going to bite on the Flynn one because we've been covering that one for a long time. We gave you all the facts and details about this when it first came out. Nothing has changed. And here we are. We're at the point of the sentencing for Michael Flynn. And this is by Jennifer McDermott and Michelle R. Smith. He gets a little help from his friends, though. And again, it's going to come down to stuff like this in this whole thing for Mueller. And I think even spilling over into Michael Cohen. Now, those of you that know, we spoke to Michael Cohen numerous times during the campaign, actually. No one's called us up. Myself and Scott Bennett and others. And boy, I think there was a lot of things going on there, but there was no Russian involvement, that's for sure. And so where's the Russian involvement? Hello? Why was Mueller even brought out? It was called the Russians, right? And where did all that come from? From President Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton helping a sister out, right? That's where this all came from. We know that. We told you the details of that Flynn conference with the Ruski, right? The ambassador. But, hey, now we know that they got nothing on Flynn. And we're finding out even more about that. Now, this is an article from AP. Let's see how they treat it. Nothing, again, longtime listeners, you know nothing has changed about Michael Flynn. Days away from from being sentenced in the Russia probe, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is not exactly hiding his face in shame. And he shouldn't be. People close to him tell the Associated Press that as the possibility of prison looms, Flynn is relaxed and hopeful, eager to get through Tuesday's sentencing and move forward. He'll be the first official in President Donald Trump's administration to be sentenced in the case. Excuse me, something else has happened, though. Flynn has been having fun with his old high school gang, going out on the town to see an Elton John concert and watch the New England Patriots and Boston Celtics play, friends tell the AP. Random people approach him in public with hugs, handshakes, and requests for photos. His supporters plan to rally outside the courthouse the day of the sentencing, and a lucrative consulting gig could await him. The retired three-star general pleaded guilty last year to lying to the FBI about conversations he had with the Russian ambassador. Problem is this. Just kind of get through it because the problem is this. He was questioned without attorneys present, and then the information by the FBI, by the way, which was shamefully brought in by Comey, shows you how deliberate and why Comey needed to be fired, shamefully brought in the early days, the very, very early days of the Trump administration when there's transition going on. And Comey knew. He knew that he could play it. He could just send people over. Who does he send? McCabe. Talk about a liar, right? McCabe comes over and questions him informally. No attorney. And in fact, he was told you don't need an attorney present for this. And then all of a sudden now he's being sentenced for, you know, lying to the FBI. Something wrong with that. So the judge has done what? The judge has said, you guys on the FBI, you have to turn over your forms, your work product, all your little notes about this, because there's something wrong going on here. There's something wrong in the hood. And that's a fact. Something is wrong. Is he going to be sentenced? I doubt it. Is there going to be a lot more to this? Especially Mueller. Especially Comey. It was a setup from the get-go. You know, this Flynn thing, I've said for a long time, this Flynn thing could be the keystone, if you will. The keystone for the unraveling of Mr. Mueller. And all the details about Mr. Oh, do we want to talk about the Ukraine with Mr. Mueller? Oh, maybe so. Uranium One, maybe so. What did he know about Cliven Bundy? That's sort of random, isn't it? What else did he know? Let's get Mueller in the box. You see, there are rumors going around that there is going to be an investigation prompted out of the Senate of Mr. Mueller. Now, I hate to see that little splash, don't you? And, of course, just yesterday, the FBI missed a deadline. They just ignored the House request for all of the FBI's notes on Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, you know, her email server, all this other stuff. What are they hiding? Oh, I couldn't imagine what they would be hiding. And why they'd be protecting Hillary Rodham Clinton, the deep state, Justice Department, right? That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see how the deep state starts to operate in the next 2 years. Let's see how Mr. Mueller feels being investigated. Jail time for Mueller? I think so. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or the shortcut. Getting you to the shortcut, a21r.com. Boy, Sandra Locke, I just have to say, I loved Sandra Locke, actually. I thought she was fantastic. But this is from the AP that she died November 3rd in her information. She was 74 years old. She died of breast and bone cancer. Authorities were promptly notified at the time of her death, but did not come out, and she died on November 3rd, and Radar Online first reported it on yesterday. Locke was born, was best known for six films she made with Eastwood, whom she dated for 13 years, starting the Western, The Outlaw Josie Wales. That was a great movie, by the way. And ending with the Dirty Harry movie, Sudden Impact, 1983. That's another great movie. Go to those places in San Francisco and the area to see it. She would later take on her stepfather's last name, Locke, and take on a stage name, Sandra. Grew up in Tennessee. Anyway, the two of them split, and big, ugly lawsuit took place. Then suddenly in 1996, during jury deliberations, they settled. She wrote a book called The Good, the Bad, and the Very Ugly, A Hollywood Journey. Anyway, Sandra Locke, dead at 74. Okay, we got a lot more to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be talking about that. We've got a guest coming up in the third hour. And Megan Barth will be with us on Monday. Oh, yeah, Megan. She'll be back. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.